AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden highlights his administration's efforts to protect access to abortion as he marks 100 days since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. He also warns conservative Republicans are doubling down.
Folks, what century are we in? I mean, what are we doing? I respect everyone's view on this, personal decisions they make, but my Lord, we're talking about contraception here. It shouldn't be that controversial.
The president says only Congress can restore access to abortion nationally. Another day of gains on Wall Street, the Dow adding 825 points. S&P was up more than 3%, its best showing in more than 2 years. Shares in Twitter jumped after Elon Musk announced he will buy the social media site as long as it drops a lawsuit against him. Back in May, Musk talked about Twitter's decision to ban former President Donald Trump.
I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. He is now going to be on Truth Social.
Lawyers for the former president asked the Supreme Court to step into the legal fight over the classified documents seized during an FBI search of his Florida estate. Trump wants the justices to overturn a lower court ruling and allow an arbiter, called a special master, to review the roughly 100 documents with classification markings after a three-judge appeals court panel ruled unanimously against Trump. Two of the three were appointed by the former president. It's been almost a week since Hurricane Ian hit parts of Florida. Search continues for anyone trapped inside flooded and damaged homes. At least 79 people have been confirmed dead from the storm, 71 in Florida, 5 in North Carolina, 3 in Cuba. This is AP News. Three scientists, one from the United States, win the Nobel Prize for Physics. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the details.
David Haviland, chair of the Nobel Committee for Physics, says Alan Asper, John F. Clauser, and Anton Zeilinger have discovered a way that particles known as photons can be linked or entangled with each other, even when they're separated by large distances.
It has to do with taking these two photons and then measuring one over here and knowing immediately that something about the other one over here. And if we have this property of entanglement between the two photons, we can establish a common information between two different people, two different observers of these quantum objects.
While physicists often tackle problems that appear at first glance to be far removed from everyday concerns, the trio's research provides the foundations for many practical uses for science. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.